wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program, for the recording date of Sunday, January the 26th, 2014. Behold, I stand. Yahushua is teaching us how to stand. Further on these definitions, to stand, to stand by or near, to stop, stand still, to stand immovable, to stand firm. And I'm reminded that atum is referred to as the unmoved mover, that power in the universe that is the actual constructor, that power called atum by the ancient Africans, called atom by the Greeks, called Christ in scripture, that same power that is seen in our title as Adam, male and female, masculine and feminine, that power that went into the construct of every portion of the universe. Nothing created without Christ. Nothing created without atoms. Nothing created without the Word of God. Nothing created without atum. We're describing the same reality. Ancient Africans language, Greek language, those old Greeks, Pythagoras and Plato and Socrates, they used the word atom, and they came up, after studying the African, they came up with the understanding of the unmoved mover. That's ancient African teaching. This atum, the unmoved mover that goes into chaos and turbulence and brings order out of turbulence and chaos, brings order out of such reality, brings order to movement and motion. So immovable, standing firm, the foundation of a building. This universe, this people, this human family, this earth, this kingdom of God here and now, queendom of goddess here and now on this earth, this concept. Was it Minister Farrakhan preaching? Someone I heard preaching, talking about this new Jerusalem. Equal sides, length, breadth, and width. That's the building. That's the foundation. We, as the spiritual Jerusalem, the bride of Christ, we, the human family, carved out to be a building, to be a temple, to be a synagogue, to be a holy place, as human beings coming together like a building, brick on brick with mortar in between. I heard some preachers say one day that the mortar may be that power of love that binds us together. Do we have love for a human being, or do we allow affiliation with political party or ideology cause us to, rather than have love, have hate for a human being, and we can't come together? No, we must be the building. We must be the foundation of the building that is the human family, that is the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven here and now on this earth. To stand, to continue safe and sound. Stand unharmed. Stand ready or prepared. So we look in the world and we see chaos. We see turbulence. We see warfare. We see bloodshed. we see death, we see hell, we see destruction. But we must be that foundation for the building of the kingdom of God, kingdom of God that's in heaven here and now on this earth. We must be able to see into every human being, poor, working class, oppressed masses, see value in that human being, see value in our sister and our brother, and know that the Most High has promised the kingdom to the poor. There's no way around it. The Most High is making promises to the oppressed. The Most High is making promises to the poor working class masses of the people. But we must take hold of that promise like a check that we must go into the bank and cash it, put it in the savings account, put it in the checking account. We must exercise that promise. We must exercise the authority given to us to rule this creation and be the foundation for the building of a society that we can go to and fro safe and sound, unharmed, unmolested, not destroyed, not oppressed, not exploited. This is the type of society that we must come together and build after we have studied the way that the Most High governs the universe through atoms, protons, neutrons, electrons, through solar science, lunar science, astral science, planetary science. These realities that we find in the universe given to us by the Most High, that we may learn what the Most High has already done in the construct of this great, vast universe. The Most High as the power and force. I heard Minister Farrakhan say something like this as well, that the word God, from his mind and study, means power and force. We're talking about that Yahuwah, that is the cause behind all of the effects. The first law of science, the law of cause and effect. That Most High is the power and force that causes all of the effects that we see. To be steadfast of mind, of quality, one who does not hesitate and does not waver. We are working every day to be strong in the mind of Ptah. Ptah represents the strong mind in the African teaching. The word steadfast means to be resolute and dutifully firm and unwavering. When your own sisters and brothers don't understand you, don't understand where you're coming from, and you know that you're standing up for truth, justice, and righteousness, and you know that you're going to have a fight, you know that you're going to be beaten and kicked and denigrated and scorned, stand firm, sisters and brothers. I don't care if it's your rabbi. I don't care if it's your imam. I don't care if it's your pastor. I don't care if it's a relative. I don't care if it's your brother, your sister, your parent, your neighbor. You and I, we must stand on this truth of freedom, justice, and equality. Stand on this Yahushua. Stand on the foundation that Yahushua stands on, the principles of health, wealth, prosperity, liberation, liberty, and deliverance for every human being. And warn ourselves and warn the wicked that if we continue against life, continue against existing and existence for all, continue against that great and most great and most awesome and most powerful force that is the cause. Deal with the cause scientist. Who caused the universe? We have to obey the power and force that has caused this universe to come into existence and has caused all of the effects that we study: waves, light waves, sound waves, energy, motion, atoms, protons, neutrons, electrons, molecules. The Most High is the cause. And when you study Yahweh, 3068, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, and study the root word etymologically to that one, which is, I believe, pronounced Hayah, we're talking about that one, the father and mother that has caused all to come into being. If we continue to go against the Most High, we invite vengeance upon our own heads. Behold, I stand at. The word at simply means upon, at, by, before, across. So we're studying one who is standing someplace. Yahushua is standing someplace. Health, wealth, prosperity, liberty, and deliverance is standing someplace. Warning of vengeance is standing in the universe. These principles are in the universe, in every fabric of the universe. Stand at the door. The word door. The word door. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's G 2374. Thura. Thura.
Let's hear that again.
Strong's G 2374. Thura. Thura.
Thura. 2374, Greek side. Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Now, this part of speech for this word is feminine. I have to keep in mind, this is so interesting, that the words that we have oftentimes, most of the time, are gender specific. Sometimes you have a neutered word, neutered noun. You have verbs, you have adjectives, you have adverbs, okay? Nouns, and so on. And when the word comes as a noun, most of the time these words are gender specific. Now this word thuda or thuda is feminine. So now watch this now. This causes me to understand from the ancient African teaching that the doorway to salvation, the doorway to really understanding the kingdom of God, kingdom of God that's in heaven here and now on this earth is through the understanding of the sacred feminine. You have to understand the woman. You have to understand the female. We have to understand mother. We have to understand the womb, W-O-M-B, and the proper usage of the womb, literally of the woman, and ourselves as the woman of Christ, wife of Christ, womb of Christ. Lord have mercy. Peoples and nations, citizens, human beings, are characterized as feminine. And the leader, male or female, is characterized as the husband. We talked about the word wilderness and the word widow. These words have to do with not just a particular woman, but a people that have been rejected. A people that have been destroyed. A human being, a group of human beings, male, female, masculine, feminine, men, women, boys and girls and babies, the masses, the oppressed, have been left for dead, full of potential, full of life, full of potential to be that womb, that wife of the leader, that wife of the president, that wife of the CEO, that wife of the leader of government, educational, financial, and religious institutions. We are here. We are ready to do the bidding of the Most High through your vision, if you have vision, to help people, to uplift people, to raise people up into their true identity, to help a sister and a brother. We're here. We're ready to bring forth the type of energies and spirit and fruit to uplift every human being on the planet. But you have forsaken us, leaders. You have left us like a wilderness, potential for life, but now wild. And then you left us and we're wild, wilderness, wild animals, bloodshed on each other, hating each other, destroying each other. But you left us, leaders. You left us like a wilderness. You won't cultivate us. You won't feed us that word, that teaching. I'm talking to government. I'm talking to educational leaders. I'm talking to financial leaders and religious leaders. I'm talking to all leaders. You won't give us that word. You won't inspire us to get up and stand up and produce the fruits that will facilitate Yahushua in the people. Yahushua is standing at the door. Yahushua is standing ready to enter into the people. See, I thought of this one way. Now I'm thinking of this another way. The people are that door. The people are under the title of Thura. Thura. Under this reality, as the feminine quality, ready to be the wife, ready to be the woman, ready to be the bride of the leader and do good by the people. We're ready. Yahushua is there. Yahushua is ready to enter into the people. But many of you leaders refuse to infuse the true Yahushua into the people. Yahushua is at the door. Yahushua is ready to enter that feminine quality. The word here means door, means vestibule. I love that word. The word vestibule is defined as an antechamber, hall, lobby, next to the outer door of a building. So let's see our minds as that antechamber. Let me see antechamber. I love to understand the definitions of words. Let me see if I can get that word. Antechamber. I'm looking at the heart, looking at the minds of the people. The word antechamber is defined as a small room leading to a main one. A small room leading to a main one. So the hearts of the people are the antechamber. The hearts of the people are the vestibule, used of any opening like a door, an entrance or passage into the five senses of man. Sight, smell, taste, hearing, and feeling. The Most High, through Yahushua, through Christos, is standing at the door of the human being, the human family, the bride of Christ, the bride of the president, the bride of the prime minister, the bride of the king and the queen, the bride of the CEO and the leaders of the institutions. We, the people, are your woman. No matter whether you are man or woman, we as a people, looking at ourselves in that feminine reality, are the woman of the leader, and Yahushua wants to be infused into the people through the minds and the hearts of the people, the door through which sheep go in and out, the name of him who brings salvation to those who follow his guidance. So we're looking at shepherds, and when you read the word shepherd, you come to understand that every leader, is supposed to be a shepherd of the people. And this teaches us that every human being has the right to demand from their leaders that their leaders be the shepherds that the Most High has called them to be. So we, as the sheep, being led into green pastures, being led into places where we can feed spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. I'm thinking of Pastor Miles McPherson, listening to one of his broadcasts. Now, he and I may have differences politically, but here is where we do not differ. This man in San Diego, Southern California, is using the monies and revenues that come through his The Rock Church to help people, to feed people. He says some nonprofit organization is willing to donate food because he is willing to feed children. Does not this remind you of the Black Panther Party program to help poor people and feed the children and the babies and the youth? I can stand behind a pastor and a preacher like that. He is going to get some of my money this year. You can believe that. Now, every leader must be a shepherd. And if the leader is not going to be the shepherd, then they are derelict in their duty. And we as the people have the right to tell any and every leader that is not fulfilling the mandate of the Most High that you're wrong and your authority is illegitimate, and we are going to do the will of the Most High. And we are going to create and facilitate shepherds and leaders who love the people and will do right by the people and will lead the people into green pastures. This is the door to salvation. An open door that is used of the opportunity of doing something. Do something, sisters and brothers. Leaders and pastors and imams and rabbis and heads of government and financial and educational institutions, stop saying that the people are not ready. The people are ready. The people are willing. The people are able. They're looking to you as the leader to be inspired to get up and do something. Definition again. The door of the kingdom of heaven, likened to a palace, denotes the conditions which must be complied with in order to be received into the kingdom of God. That door represents the conditions. This is deep. Oh man, the door of the kingdom of heaven. All right, here we go. Now, the kingdom of heaven, kingdom of God that's in heaven. You call it utopia. You call it communism. You call it socialism. You call it the kingdom. You call it the kingdom of Islam, whatever you want to call it. We know that this means a time on earth that there is absolutely peace, love, fellowship, friendship, honor, tranquility among all human beings. So there's a doorway to that reality. Who is the mover that wants to come through the door? Yahushua, health, wealth, and prosperity, deliverance, and liberty. And the doorway to such reality. You're looking at that feminine quality. The doorway, the womb. You're looking at that construct within the human family to facilitate such a reality. We're looking at Yahushua as representing health, wealth, prosperity, liberty, deliverance to the people, warning of vengeance of the Most High, from the Most High on ourselves if we continue to go against life and existing. That power and reality is ready to deposit within we the people that womb in our spirit, mind, and mental womb, moral womb, W-O-M-B. And this is the doorway to such a wonderful reality. The leaders must be this type of shepherd. Now, just not long ago, we had the State of the Union Address where the President, Barack Obama, who is a leader, who should be this shepherd we're talking about, but is not. Senators and Congress people, those who are under the control of the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families, they should be the leaders. They should be the shepherds who will deposit into that feminine quality, deposit into the womb of the people that is the doorway to such a wonderful reality of heaven on earth. But who are they working for? Who are they? Whose dictates are they following? What type of manipulation are they putting forth in their speeches, State of the Union Address, President Obama? How are they speaking one way but acting another way? Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.